So this is Texas Emergency Hospital Chart Review. Patient's name Amber, A-M-B-E-R-T-H-A-I-N. Date of visit was 2/4/2024 at 14-2. Chart number 16604. Emergency physician, Dr. James. Ms. Thane is a 28-year-old woman brought to the emergency room. With unresponsiveness. Patient was CPR was initiated at 14:04. Apparently, the code blue was called new paragraph by the registration to the parking lot. The patient was found to be unresponsive in a fifth-wheel and personal vehicle. The patient moved to a stretcher with a back door transferred to the emergency room 5. The patient's CPR was started at 14:04. The patient was in a fifth-wheel shock. Initial shock was given. CPR continued. Initial intubation was unsuccessful. Patient never had a pulse. Patient subsequently was pronounced at 14:24 with her father by bedside. Physician notes indicates that this intubation was unsuccessful due to clenched teeth. High dose epinephrine, atropine, and calcium chloride was administered during the code. Patient remained in a fifth-wheel. It's also noted that patient was blue, was purple from neck up, which can be seen in patients with pulmonary embolus. Specifically saddle embolus. The note states that the patient's father transferred the patient to the emergency room because of high blood sugars. Suspected cause of death was called pulmonary embolus. Narcan was also administered times two during the cold. Conclusion, this is a 28-year-old woman found unresponsive in the parking lot. Patient was found asystole, never regained, never had any cardiac rhythm, never had a pulse. Patient was taken to the emergency room where CPR was initiated at 14:04. CPR was discontinued at 14:24. Patient was ventilated via AMBU bag, A-M-B-U bag. Intubation was attempted times one, but it was unsuccessful. Patient did not respond to epinephrine, atropine, calcium chloride, and Narcan during the code. Patient subsequently was pronounced and released to the funeral home. Thank you. Patient's past medical problems included diabetes, CHF, hypertension, and was on some sort of blood thinner for blood clots in the past. There's no evidence that the ME was interested in the case, and the body was released to the funeral home. Thank you.